We just have received a tornado warning on Channel 10. We're very concerned. We're afraid the tornado is going to come. If it does, we want to say goodbye to the world. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Frankie.
Goodbye. Bye-bye-bye.
Say goodbye, John.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Let's go, Mommy, up.
There's a chance a tornado will come. That doesn't mean there will be a tornado.
Daddy, I don't want a tornado to come.
What do you think about tornado, John?
If the wind blow it, it will blow away. It won't bother us again.
Okay, what do you think about tornado, Frankie?
I don't want the tornado to come.
I'm a tornado. I say... On a tornado. What do you say?
I think if the tornado comes, I could get my dad and go ride. He would be afraid.
Okay, Frankie, what's your feeling about the imminence of the arrival of Tornado Gugu?
I wish the tornado would be right over there, but not over here.
That's a very good idea. Frankie has just suggested that the path of the tornado be through the Christmas tree farm rather than through our own house.
As they go to the Christmas tree farm, they go back right after go to our woods.
What do you think, John?
I say it has to go up that tree and eat while we're not making any noise.
Should we listen to the voices?
Coo-coo!
Baby! Listen now, John. Each of us is going to make a silly noise now.
Coo-coo!
Well,
make your silly noise.
Those are all silly noises!
Coo-coo! Coo-coo!
Diddy, coo-coo! Okay, this is the news report. The tornado is nowhere in sight, so don't worry, everybody out there in tape recorder land, okay?
There's no sign of a sorry about that, Chief. The tornado just went through our house.
Was it recording? That's the button show.
Is it on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, everybody. The tornado...
Not that in your mouth. Frank, hold it out here.
Okay, everybody. The tornado might not come, but it might. Because the tornado is just a big piece of wind. It's like an ice cream cone, and if somebody wants to eat it up, they can. It will take a lot of people, but here is John Miller, 3 years old. Huh? Okay. Now, the tornado is now in sight, and now I'm 15 people. Hey, this is the commercial on CBS.
Pull that piece of metal out. As far out as it goes. On top. No, up. Thank you very much. Frankie just closed the damper. Isn't that great? Go ahead.
Well, now, somebody is watching TV in here and is very mad. He has green eyes and big ears and a brown shirt and he has a big nose just like a witch's. Now, here is somebody that's very good. John Dora, here he is! Wow, wasn't that a great conversation he did with me? Now, it's a garbage. Look at here. Now here's an STOCKNO222. Now he's going in his house.
mouse, but it's very little. He's a giant to it. Goodbye. Now you got the most famous man in the world. You're the one. God, you got the ears. Crazy now. We are going to hear John Nora, okay? Now we're going to hear something else. Now listen. Oh, hi. Oh, I can't use the TV. Well, sorry now. So what? Now, this is a long time, so now we can hear him again. John Nora. He just ate out the paper cutter. Sorry, people. Now we will see something very weird. Now turn on your TV set. Don't worry. Turn on your TV set. And make sure there's no tornado warning. Okay, bye. Here's John Nora speaking. I think he's eating some corn down here in the basement at the beach. It's after lunchtime, and it's Sunday, 1973, November. It's almost Christmas. I think yesterday or the day before was, Thanksgiving. And about a month ago, or maybe some more ago, it was Halloween. Now, if it's not that close to you at this time, well, then, let's listen to John Nora. I think you just ate it all up. Okay, goodbye for today on TV, News Report, on Paper Cutter Land.